Well, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. I think you just, you know, you got to go back to work. Mm-hmm. You got to get back to work, find out ways to be more efficient, and you got to get ready for your next opponent. So, you know, we're obviously frustrated, don't want to be in this position, but, you know, we put ourselves in the hole. We got to dig ourselves out.
Surprise at the pass blocking yesterday. Difficulties.
Yeah, you know, we just didn't do a good job protecting Blaine. I mean, you take a look at the film, and it's pretty clear. We need to give him a little bit more time back there to get the ball out.
What was the problem? Because it didn't seem like they were blitzing that much. They were just bringing the guys on the D line.
it's just one of those days when protection just wasn't holding up well. You know, you got a couple guys coming back off injury, and you know that's not an easy thing to do. Even you know recovering from those things, you still got to kind of find your rhythm again as a player. So, you know, disappointing, yes, but you know it's things that we can fix. So we'll go back to work and get ready for Chicago.
Oh, we keep fighting. I mean, I think that's been the mentality of this team from day one. You know, we just keep working hard, keep fighting, and good things are going to happen.
A couple of the sacks, less than 3 seconds to get to Blaine. Is that something that really sticks in your guys' craw in terms of they just came so fast?
Obviously, we've got to do better. I mean, as an offensive line, as an entire group protecting, you don't want those things to happen. And we take that on our shoulders, obviously. And we just got to do a better job protecting for him and give him some time back there.
When you review this game today, will there be surprises, or is it usually what you thought?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, I think the biggest thing when we go and watch film is we just got to learn from it. I mean, we knew we didn't do a good enough job out there. And the big thing to take from it is just find ways to correct it. You know, you gotta be thick-skinned in there, and you'll find ways to correct the stuff that you know you messed up.
As a veteran on this team, big picture, are you a talkative guy this week and say, hey, let's just move on to the next quarter of the season, or are you an actions guy?
I'm never a very talkative guy, I guess. I just try to do my things by my actions, and I think, you know, everybody in this locker room knows what we need to do. You know, we need to keep fighting and keep working hard, and good things will happen. And that's been the mentality all along, and we just got to continue to keep doing that.